You know, I'm no auto mechanic, but I know engine catching fire is not a good thing. I know that. Let's talk about engines, gas prices, and fake social media accounts with Chad Benson of
The Gatos and Chad Show.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you this, Chad.
That's us.
$5.03 a gallon for gas. Does it make you feel like you're at home in California, your native state?
At times it does, I'll tell you that. It takes me an hour to get to work. That makes me feel a little bit at home. And it's $5 a gallon of gas.
Wow.
Yeah, so it kind of does.
Wow. Yeah, you know, that's the problem. And I've said this before, you know, rising home prices has made it so people have to go farther and farther out to find an affordable home.
Or just to get a home, because some places
exactly.
It's just not available.
Right, right. And then rising gas prices are like a real another kick in the behind, because, you know, that longer drive is going to cost you more.
I have a couple of people that listen to us, and one of them, his dream was to work at Southwest. He finally got a gig at Southwest, but he lives out in where I live, in the Valley of the Dirt People. And he
Arizona City.
He said that he's probably going to have to quit because, you know, you kind of work your way up through Southwest, and he says the gas is just it's eating him up.
The gasoline, not the Southwest gas.
No, no. He says it's just too hard to get to the airport, amount of money.
He needs doesn't he need a gas, you know, a natural gas-powered vehicle?
That would be good. Maybe one that, you know,
fill up at work.
California, you can get one of those things where you wishes and you hope, and that fills up the tank.
Well, you know, Jim just reported that Lucid Motors is expanding in Casa Grande, right, which is near where you live. And so maybe everybody could get a free electric car.
A free electric car. And you know what? That's going to be great for the power grid, because that is so ready to rock.
Right, yeah. No, and you know, it's so I think people have gotten to the point where they realize that, you know, even though I'm driving a zero emissions vehicle, something was emitted somewhere.
Well, yeah.
Order to get the electricity here to
what
me, so I'm not really that high and mighty.
Electricity, guys, I don't know if you're aware of this. We don't have an electricity catcher, right? There is no electricity catcher. It's not powered by unicorn farts. It's mostly coal being, you know, burned to build your electricity. So you can go, hey, I got a Tesla and I'm, you know, every time I turn my car off, you know, on, it's great. Every time you turn your car on, you kill a penguin.
I didn't know.
You met a penguin? They're kind of mean, actually. Kind of deserve what they
they're
get.
They're not exactly. You're right. They're not exactly the most friendly.
They're not.
Ever.
They're not friendly. They can't fly either. That's a stupid bird.
Yeah. But they're really kind to the little cute baby
they're
penguins.
They're very cute.
Yeah. All right.
They taste great. Tastes like unicorns.
Topic number two here with Chad Benson. Elon Musk says he believes 20% of all Twitter accounts are fake and vowed because of that to not go through with his $44 billion purchase of Twitter until the issue is resolved, which has been interesting to watch him argue on Twitter about fake accounts. Now, software firm SparkToro has audited President Biden's 22.2 million Twitter followers and found that about half of his followers are bogus. But the same audit showed that Musk, about 70% of Elon Musk's followers are bogus Twitters, and he's got 93 million followers.
So you know what that says to me? Elon, don't give him $44 billion for a company where half of it is not real.
Yeah.
I mean, this was always a negotiation. You know, you're trading at 37. When we started this negotiation, you were trading at 47. I was going to give you 54. I'm going to give you 49 now, maybe 47. You're not getting the same thing. But if you've got half of your Twitter followers are fake and bots, what's that say?
Oh, it says that you're not worthless, but you're half worthless.
You're half worthless. This is what Twitter is famous for. For those of you guys who understand Twitter, why is it such a big deal? And I'm not on Twitter. Twitter punches above its weight class when it comes to the influence it has on America, because the blue check mark people all tweet back and forth, and then that stuff gets onto the pundit world, and that stuff gets out into the actual world where lawmakers are looking at things. That's why it punches well above its weight class.
Yeah. Yeah, still, Facebook just decimates it as far as raw numbers go.
Yeah, but aren't you getting hit with Facebook doesn't have the influence on politics that Twitter does.
No, I agree. Although it has the influence on the politics of family. You know, people are like unfriending each other in their own families because of who they voted for, and they put it out there on Facebook. I do think it's funny, though. Every now and again, I'll walk over to my wife with my phone in my hand, and I'll go, "What do you think? Is that a real Twitter? Is this a real Facebook account?" And it's some woman with like way more cleavage than you'll ever see at the Renaissance Festival. And she lives in Taiwan or something. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I don't think she actually listens. Yeah. What do you think, honey?
Yeah, I don't think she's a fan. That's what you're saying. That's right. Wow, look at you. You just joined Twitter yesterday. You just joined Instagram yesterday. You just joined Facebook yesterday. You didn't know about it?
Right.
You live in Canada and you've never heard of it? This is something new.
And you're 20-something? Yeah, God. Right. Yeah, I ain't believing that.
I'm going over to MySpace.
By the way, are you not blue checkmarked, or are you?
No.
You're not?
You know what? I don't even...
I'm blue checkmarked, and I'm kind of embarrassed about it now, because everybody throws the blue checkmarks down the stairs.
I don't even try to... I tweeted once in the last week. You want to know why? Because you could say hi on Twitter, and about the fourth comment, it's going to be something racial and horrible, and then everybody's going to start fighting with each other, and you're like, you know what? I don't...
It's kind of like on our website. No matter what the story is, it could have been about, you know, a rose garden being, you know, developed in downtown Phoenix, and it's going to come back to immigration in the comments.
Yes, exactly. So something's
it's
horrible.
It's crazy. Totally.
People are the worst. I don't. How miserable are you? And you guys know who you are. You people who sit around and watch MSNBC all day and drink your lattes and think you're better than everybody else, and the other people who are on Fox who are the, as I like to call, the walk-in tub crowd. You guys are angry at everybody. Good God.
Oh, my gosh. All
just
right.
Want to talk about fun stuff.
For me, Twitter was the therapy session during the Suns game on Sunday. That's
oh,
I,
my God.
I,
was that hilarious?
I,
did
man,
they Are they
so
still
bad.
Losing?
Yeah. The Valley of the Sigh is what I settled on.
Hey, we got Mercury basketball, so there's
That's
that.
True. It's 520 now at KTAR. And you can catch Chad along with Gatos.
I can't make fun of the WNBA anymore.
Between 2 and 6 this afternoon, unless he gets fired for making fun of professional sports.